Monday night football.
Yes!
Is that lost any luster, or is it still exciting to play on a Monday night?
Oh, it's exciting, man. Playing prime time, everybody is watching you. So, you know, it's a time for us to go out there, play our game, you know, play the way we're supposed to play and perform. Execute the defense, offense, special teams, whatever's called upon us, and go out there and try to get a win. So, yeah, man, it's always great playing on Monday night, and, you know, we look forward to it.
How about the noise? We heard the crowd noise pumped in today. Is there any way to really prepare for that?
Nah, I mean, you know, for one, it's a dome, so the noise just carries, and it's a lot louder than what we had out here in practice. But I mean, at the same time, it's football. You know, I think we'll be just fine if we communicate. Everyone is on the same page. I think we'll be okay.
Does communicating become tougher when they have the no huddle and it's in a dome?
Well, yeah, it's always tough when you're going up against no huddle. I mean, we do it every day in practice. So, you know, that's what we get our work in. And then, you know, afterwards, we always, you know, continue to go over the signals and just make sure that we're all on the same page as far as, you know, playing the same defense so we can go out there and execute the defense the way it's supposed to be played.
Drew, what do you guys have to do better?
Well, I think, one, we have to tackle better. We missed too many tackles this first game. Two, just make plays. Yeah, I think that, you know, we were in position to make plays, but somehow, some way, they got away from us. So I think if we do those two things a lot better than we did the first game, I think we'd be fine.
How good is Ryan?
He's great. He's definitely becoming an elite quarterback in the NFL. You know, he's one of those guys. He definitely likes to sling the ball around. He's accurate. He has a strong arm. He can make the short, intermediate, deep passes. He can make all of that. So, you know, we're definitely going up against a great quarterback this week.
And we've seen Turner before. We know how good he is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, their offense is explosive. I mean, I think they're going to be one of the top offenses in the NFL. So it's going to be a challenge for us to go in there, make sure we communicate, like I said before, and just go out there and execute the defense. I think we'll be fine.
And get it done on third down.
Yeah, I mean, that's another thing, man. Third down, it was our weakness, definitely. So I know that they're watching film and knowing that they can come in or we can come down there and they can still, you know, execute their third down plan on us. So we definitely have to be ready for that. And, you know, if we execute the defense the way it's supposed to be played, I think we'll be just fine. But at the end of the day, we have to stop an explosive offense.
What do you think it was on third down? Was it something Pittsburgh did or something you guys weren't?
It was a mixture of both. I mean, miscommunication. And then when you're going up against a guy like Roethlisberger, I mean, he can always extend the play. You know, he can move with his feet. He can definitely throw downfield. And I think that's some of the things that he's done on us. He extended the play. You know, we thought the play was over with, and he made some big plays. So we definitely have to make sure we execute, get to Matt Ryan as best as we can, and just try to, you know, be better in coverage down the field.
Is it good to get that lesson out of the way in week one especially?
Oh, yeah.
Since it didn't keep you from
winning? Yeah, man. It's good to get that on out of the way. I mean, it was never good watching film and seeing what happened. But, you know, it's good to get that out of our system. So now we know what to expect out of ourselves. And, you know, now we can just focus on what the offense do so we can be prepared for it.
So winning on the road, does that say something about a team? It's all well and good to win your home games. You expect to do that. But winning on the road puts you at another level.
Oh, yeah, man. Able to win on the road in hostile environments, yeah, that puts you on another level, definitely. You know, we try to go on the road and be road warriors. You know, that's what we call ourselves. So, you know, we're definitely going to try to go in there and get a win. But it's not going to be easy. You know, it's going to be tough sledding. But, you know, I think we're built for it. I think we're ready for it. And all we have to do is go out there and execute, and we'll be fine.
Tackling's been a point of emphasis for the whole defense.
Yeah, we sucked. We sucked at tackling. Me, myself, I sucked at it. You know, a couple of guys, you know, we were in position to make plays, and we didn't. So, you know, they were able to get extra yards on that. And you know what? It's no excuse for it. We just have to be better. And, you know, we're definitely going to come out here tomorrow and do, you know, some tackling drills and make sure we fit up the run the way we're supposed to.
I was going to say, how do you adequately work on that in practice when it's not necessarily full contact? You're not taking each other to the ground.
Well, it's all technique. I mean, that's where you get your technique work in, you know, as far as getting to the ball, making sure you break down, have a nice bend in your knees and wrap up. So, you know, that's some of the things we're going to be working on tomorrow. We worked on them today, actually, with no pads on. So, you know, it's definitely a big emphasis for us to come out next game and do better.
Full pads then tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. You ready? Because I know I am.
Hey, I can get ready.
All right.
You'll kick my butt, but I can get ready.
Hey, man.
Shoot 'em up, man.
Hey, I'm ready for it.
How tough an adjustment if Harris isn't able to go?
If who?
If Chris Harris isn't available.
It shouldn't be tough. I mean, you know, every single guy in the secondary, they have experience playing. I think we'll be just fine. You know, just guys have to step up and play the game and, you know, do their best out there. So I don't think it'd be tough at all. We're definitely going to miss them. But I think the guys that we have behind them is capable of stepping in.
Whether it was Kurt Warner and the greatest show on turf back in the day with St. Louis, or Peyton in Indianapolis, there's teams with reputations that score a lot of points in domes.
It's one of them.
Is it easier to play offense in the dome, harder to play defense in the dome? Does it make any difference?
I don't think it makes any difference. I think when it comes to playing in the dome, the surface is going to be a little faster. So I think that may be, and I'm not sure if it's an advantage, but, you know, I don't think it's going to be any tough or any easier. You know, we just have to go out there and play. And, I mean, it's going to be tough going up against them because they're a great offense. They're explosive. They put up a lot of points. So, you know, it's just going to be up to us to go out there and play better.
So it's a chicken or egg question that I'm asking you. Does the dome make the players or do the players make the dome?
I think the players make the dome.
Yeah,
definitely. I think the players make the dome. The dome don't make the players at all.
So Manning would have been good if he played the whole career.
Hey, he would have been good anywhere.
He
would have been great on Mars, all right?
Okay.
He would have been good here. He would have been even better anywhere else.
He could have thrown it forever on Mars.
Oh, yeah.
Like, gone around the planet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah, definitely the players make the dome. Okay. I think Manning, he made the Colts dome. So, no doubt about that.
Now, when the crowd is quiet for the home offense, does that help you guys as defense getting yourself set up?
Yeah, we get a chance to communicate.
Yeah.
Everyone can hear everybody else. So we just try to make sure that we, you know, get our communication out without the offense knowing exactly what we're doing.
Yeah.
That's going to be the key for us because the home game, I had to scream and yell and, you know, try to get everyone to call. But it's going to be a lot different. You know, I can't scream out the call too loud because they'll know what we're doing. And, you know, we just have to communicate and we'll be fine. I mean, you know, I'm not going to put too much into it. I just know that come Monday, we'll be ready to play.
So you still want the fans screaming and yelling for the home game?
Hey, I don't mind it. Hey, yeah. Yell when the offense is on the field. Hey,
so
with their offense, if they yell when their offense on the field at home, that'd be great for us. It's just like us being like another home game. So, but no, that's not going to happen. But I think we'll be ready for this week.